You didn't realize you're going to make a whole day of it, right?
Right. Well, I thought it was possible.
That's because of me, Mr. Windbag, WB. That's right, Mr. Windbag. But okay. So we were talking, and that was really nice sort of exchange with Kim. I'm so glad that she called. And you know, one of the things that happened there is that, you know, people don't realize that when they're taking medications or have the need for medications, that they're not well. And I'm not criticizing Kim, because I think that we live in a world where we are given the impression that, you know, if there is a medication for something and the symptom that we are concerned about gets better in some respects, that we feel like, you know, well, that maybe that's all we need to do. What would your opinion be on that now that you've worked with me for?
I disagree with that opinion, because I think that when people take a medication and the symptom does recede or go away completely, I think if the main problem isn't taken care of, then it just goes on to somewhere else in your body, and eventually at some point that something else is going to
Yeah, exactly. And of course, I always ask the question, if anybody can bring me an individual who starts on medications and ultimately takes less medications as they move forward, I would be totally astounded, because I've never seen one. Right? If you start taking one medication, chances are you're going to end up on two. And now we know that, generally speaking, the trend is that, you know, most people by the time they're 50 or 60 years old are on at least a half a dozen.
Right.
Well, that just can't be right. I mean, it just can't be right. Something has got to be amiss, right?
I agree.
And you said that for you, now you really recognize you can have so much more control over the quality of your life.
I can't. As you say, it's up to me whether I want to be blissful or whether I want to be suffering from something.
Yes. Let me see. Do I want to be blissful or do I want to suffer?
Do I want a headache? Do I want bad digestion? Do I want a backache? No, I don't.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I mean, do I want to finally treat the root cause of the allergies?
Yes.
You know, yes, I do. So what would you say? What would you say to others like him who would like to feel better?
I would say to definitely come to a presentation. I would say to research it on the internet, to go to the AccuNatural website. It's not a myth, it's not magic. It's a program that is wonderful, and it works.
That, which is, of course, the most important thing. I mean, at the end of the day, I can huff and puff and, you know, spray all the wind as I want. But right. but the bottom line is, it works.
It does.
It works. Hey, is Rod still around?
He is still around.
Well, maybe I can get like a minute or two with him real fast.
You could.
No stuttering or anything.
No.
Yeah.
I said he was around, and I'm pretty sure he is.
Hey, Rod, hurry up.
Rod?
Hey, it's live radio. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Hello.
Hey, Rod.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I wanted to give you your, you know, 3 or 4 minutes. Sorry about it. I mean, we just couldn't make that double phone thing work.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, we're kind of running short of time, but I want from the man's point of view, you know, I mean, you came via the radio, and then you came to a talk, and both you and Jude, you know, made the decision to come, and that's how you got here. And what were you concerned about for yourself as far as health issues?
I had leg pain. My right leg, the one that holds the throttle down.
Yeah.
That hurt a lot, between the knee and the hip. It got to where it was very uncomfortable.
Anything else? Any other? Energy issues, digestive issues?
There was lots of other little things like upper lung phlegm all the time, and And that's gone away completely.
Isn't that wild?
It's totally wild.
Now, I remember in the beginning, and it wasn't because you were intentionally, you know, doing this or that, but you were highly skeptical and you know, or perhaps just sort of like were confounded by how it worked. That might be better, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, confounded by how the technology, the nutrition response testing worked.
That is correct. Yep.
But, what can you say about it now?
Well, what I can say is that I figured you wouldn't have the success that you do have unless there was something to it. Therefore, I remain open-minded, and I am so glad that I did.
You've done such a terrific job, Rod. I mean, and that is just so cool. Because, you know, you were skeptical, you didn't understand it, but you had an open mind, and you did it according to, you know, the your own particular program. And it's really made a huge change. Your leg now?
It's not, it's still there. The pain is still there. But, of course, as you said one time, look how many years you've got invested into acquiring the pain.
And how many years was it?
We're looking at 20, 25 years.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, has there been any improvement in the pain at all?
Yes, sir, there has.
Yeah. 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 So it's happening.
It is.
It's happening. And the phlegm is gone. I know you were pretty energetic, so there was no issue like that, I don't think.
No, I'm usually up and around, but
yeah.
I am up and around earlier in the mornings. I just love that term, brain fog. That has diminished greatly.
Wow. Isn't that cool?
Snoring. My wife says I don't snore at night, but I don't know because I'm always asleep. So I believe her.
We have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the thing is, we had chickens the other day that got taken away by a raccoon, so we got some replacements, put them in the yard, and her allergies have diminished enough to where she was in the grass, laying in the grass with me while we were looking at the baby chicks. We had them in a little penned up area.
And no problem.
No problem.
Oh, my God.
And I mentioned it to her, and then you saw her head tilt to the side and her eyes get wide and said, "That's right."
So, isn't that cool?
It's way cool.
It just changes your life. And now you know, because you were inclined to use safe, natural, and effective methods to help yourself. And now you know that there is with 100% certainty, there's a way to make it happen.
That's true. And a lot of it is thanks to you.
Well, thank you so much, Rod. Now, you've got 15 seconds. What would you tell others to do at this stage?
Life on this planet is awful short, and make a decision quick on how much quality you want for the rest of it. And it might be worth checking out Mr. Rosen.
Cool. Rod, thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing both your lovely wife and yourself at your next appointment, your next visit. Thanks for spending the time this weekend. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay.